It's the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Some people are telling us that leaving our borders open to people who want to sneak into our country illegally is the compassionate and Christian thing to do. On the contrary, I believe it is uncaring and downright immoral to close our eyes to the crime on our borders. Failing to close our borders means giving up on the war on drugs. Most illegal drugs come over our southern border. Only about 1% of trucks are inspected. In addition, Mexican drug cartels are running illegal marijuana farms in our national parks. The smuggling of human beings over our border is an organized criminal racket that ought to be stopped. The smugglers charge thousands of dollars for the promise to bring people across the border and then frequently hold them for ransom until additional payments are made. Hundreds die from thirst and dehydration when crossing the desert or in locked trucks without air and water. How many people will have to die before our government closes our border so smugglers and their victims won't believe the illegal business is worth the risk? It is immoral to allow the illegal aliens to bring in diseases. Legal immigrants must be healthy, but nobody is giving a health exam to people sneaking across the border. So Americans are now infected with diseases that were unknown in our country until a few years ago, plus diseases we had eradicated decades ago, but which illegal aliens are bringing back, such as tuberculosis, malaria, and even leprosy. Finally, failure to close our border to illegals means that the people in Arizona live in fear of the aliens who cross their land every night, tearing down fences and killing their animals, so that American citizens cannot go out of their own homes without a gun and a cell phone. The most moral and humanitarian thing we can do is to erect a fence and double our border agents in order to stop the drugs, the smuggling racket, the diseases, and the crimes.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, there are many, many reasons to stop illegal immigration, and all of them are equally important. But guess what? The problem is some of these reasons never get any press, and that's sad. Those of you who listen regularly to this program know that I rarely, if ever, ever talk about terrorism. Of course, I think terrorism is an important issue. Don't get me wrong. I would never say it wasn't. And of course, I cried and mourned right along with the rest of this country when my fellow Americans died on 9/11. I thought that after that tragedy, the year 2002 would see the beginning of the end of illegal immigration because of 9/11. What we saw instead was an administration and a Congress increasingly talk the good fight, but do absolutely nothing whatsoever. That's right. And during their absence of action, they began to tell us what the hard-working, undocumented worker, undocumented migrant, unauthorized immigrant, and how he was not to be held with the same disdain as the terrorist and who was a terrorist and illegal alien. Now, after all, the only reason, the only crime they have is that they come here seeking a better life and to do the jobs that us lousy, lazy, and complacent Americans will not do. This is what they told us. Or to put it in the words of Joe Lieberman, U.S. Senator and idiot deluxe, quote, "We must learn to tell a terrorist from a tourist, unquote. He said that in Nogales, Arizona, and his statement is pure lunacy because while the illegal alien may not be a terrorist, he damn sure ain't a tourist. That's a fact. I was watching Fox News the other day, folks. It was a town hall meeting where President Bush was speaking in Louisville, Kentucky. When asked a question about illegal immigration, the president went on and on about the need to secure the border because of terrorism and drugs. That's all he talked about, on and on, over and over. Both important issues, folks, to the United States, don't get me wrong, but think about it. If we waved a magic wand today and there was no more drugs and there was no more terrorism, we would still have a massive problem with illegal immigration. Terrorism happened. No doubt about it, it happened. But it's not now a problem that it was because certain things have been done. And it may never, ever happen again. But what about the terrorism? This is the terrorism I like to talk about. The terrorism of thousands and thousands of two-language, illiterate, illegal alien children massacring the education of our American children of all races just with their presence in our school and overburdening the teachers and the administration. What about the terrorism of our American wage being decimated by millions of illegal aliens ready to work for third world wages in a first world country? What about that terrorism? What about the terrorism of the diversity that's being forced upon us? As in our schools, where former American populated schools are now 70 and 80% illegal alien Hispanic students from the third world. I'm not against diversity, but I'm against it being forced upon me where there is no longer diversity. When you've got people who are 80 and 90% of one race, where is the diversity? And what about the terrorism of our job market, where Americans of all races are pushed out of certain skilled occupations? And the McDonald's jobs we had as teenagers or college students are now held by 40 and 50-year-old illegal aliens. Yes, folks, terrorism with bombs and violence is real. No doubt about it. You're never going to get me to say different. It is real, and it is a threat to this country. But this, these things that I just mentioned, is the real terrorism that Americans have to deal with every day. Wages, jobs, schools. Or maybe the terrorism of an overcrowded emergency room that's forced to close its doors. That is terrorism to the American people. Another terrorist attack is a maybe. But those things are real, very real, and are endured every day by those of us without elite status. That's right, those of us who are not elitist and can get above these problems. I would ask this of our president and those congressmen and senators on both sides of the aisle. I would ask, why do I not hear you talk about these things, these areas of terrorism against the American people, the wages, the jobs, the hospitals, the jails? Why do I not hear you talk about that? You talk about terrorism and drugs only. And then you back it up with a guest worker amnesty. But you never mention the problems that regular Americans have. And we know this is not from ignorance. You know. They all know. They've all been educated. And I'm not leaving them all in this category because some of them do speak our language. But most do not, especially the senators and especially the president of the United States. And it's not ignorance. It is by design because they want it to continue the way it's going. They want these borders open. They want this cheap labor. And they don't care who is hurt by it. That's what I want to hear about, the people at the bottom who are hurt by illegal immigration. That is what they have done up to now. But that... And this is no threat, folks. That, and I'm promising you, is changing. We have got congressmen now who are standing up. Some have been standing up all along. We've got senators now who are even looking and saying, let me take another look at this issue. We've got people on the local level and the state level who are now doing the things that the federal government has failed to do. Why? Because if you don't get protected by the police, what do? You buy a dog. You buy a pistol. You put bars on your windows. You put a fence around your house. You do for yourself when the police cannot do for you. Well, if the federal government cannot do, then maybe we have to do it at a state or municipal level. But it must be done. Because sooner or later, there will be no America. And as I always say, there is no practice America. This is a one-time deal. Look at it from this point of view. Terrorism comes in all forms. The big boom with the bomb or the plane flying into the buildings, that's horrible. It is a disaster. But the small terrorism is a terrorism that we must endure every day, and we must not accept that form of terrorism from anybody.
We must do something about it, and we must do it now. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hello, patriotic Americans. On Saturday, May 6th, please join me, Frank George, and Lupe Marino of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform and Shannon Magali of the Texas Minutemen in Crawford, Texas, to protest George W. Bush for failing to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. For more information, go to areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com or call us at 661-633-3420. 661-633-3420. See you in Texas.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. I want to remind all of you who may have friends and relatives out there who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. I want to welcome all those good folks tonight listening out of town. All you good folks listening in Phoenix, Arizona at KFNX 1100 AM, KDON, KDWN 720 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada, and all you good folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have Alberto Gonzalez. I knew this was coming from this guy. It was just a matter of time. But President Bush decided to appoint him. That's up to him. But last week in a memo to the Justice Department employees, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez instructed and admonished immigration judges to treat illegal aliens with, quote, courtesy and respect, unquote. He said that judges were being too tough on illegal aliens and that the judges' conduct had become intemperate and abusive. This is the same attorney general appointed by President Bush that has refused to do anything about illegal immigration all along. This is the same attorney general that is backed and endorsed by the bigoted organization, the National Council of the Race. This is the same Gonzalez who, with Governor Bush at the time, stopped a Texas version of Proposition 187 dead in its tracks and then bragged about it. Yeah, this memo that Senor Gonzalez sent to the Justice Department will send a message to those judges to be more lenient on illegal aliens rather than tougher the way the American people want it. These are the same 250 immigration judges that have a backlog. That's right. They had a backlog in the year 2000 with 234,000 immigration cases. And now in 2005, they went up to 350,000 cases. That's a 27% increase. Do I think these judges are working in the interest of the America or doing a good job? Yeah, sometimes, but usually not. They're not doing what Americans would do if we had that position. But I also don't think that the Attorney General of the United States of America should be telling them to go easier on those who broke our laws. What he should be doing is seeing that the enforcement of our laws is taking place the way we want them done, and we should have our sovereignty protected by those who are in charge like him. And that's what he has not done. So I will go no further. I will just say this. This week, Alberto Gonzalez, friend of the National Council of the Race, you are the horriblest clown of the week. Let us get right to our guests now. We are privileged tonight, folks. Now, you heard me talk about those on both sides of the aisle who have done nothing and have talked but done very little walk. Well, here's a guy that's on our side, has been for some time. I just don't say that. I am a strong booster of this gentleman, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. Dana, how you doing this evening?
Well, I just am overjoyed to hear you. You really reflect the outrage of the American people on this issue. I've heard very few people ever get, emotional and outraged about this when, in fact, the illegal immigration problem is causing the horrific things, just exactly what you're talking about.
Well, Congressman, the thing about it is this. You have your pulse on the veins of America. Yeah, I mean, your hand on the pulse of the veins of America. You understand it because you get the phone calls, you get the faxes, you get the telegrams, you get the angry letters from constituents who are really fed up about this. And you're one of the few people in Congress, and there are others, and I'm not going to say there aren't. You're one of the few who understands. And go ahead.
Terry, let me just tell you that
I don't think
it's because congressmen have their finger on the pulse and get the telephone calls like you're talking about. I think there are a lot of members of Congress, for example, that are a lot of people in Congress are rich, and they were born rich.
Well, you heard me mention the elitist.
Yeah, that's
what I meant.
My father was in the Marine Corps, and my mom and dad both grew up on very poverty-stricken farms, and so I'm a very middle-class person myself, and most of these members of Congress, not half of them, are either lawyers or millionaires, or both lawyers and millionaires, and
What a combination.
They just can't understand what it means to someone's life if you have millions of people coming into our society and bidding down wages. They don't understand that. They don't understand that regular, for example, I had a guy stop me at a party once, and he told me, he says, Congressman, I just am so blessed to be in your district because you opposed these H-1B visas that brought in 600,000 computer people from India and Pakistan for the high-tech industry, and you opposed it on the floor, and he pulled out a newspaper thing, and it said, this is going to lower the wages of our people. And sure enough, this guy's wages, he had been at $80,000 a year.
Wow.
Out here in Orange County, working for a computer company. He got laid off, and when they went to rehire him, they offered him the same job for $50,000.
That's a cut.
And he said, Congressman, I had to take it. I needed the work. They said, we can get these H-1B visa people, and they'll take the $50,000 in a heartbeat. And he says, you know the difference between earning $80,000 and $50,000 is? I said, what's that? He said, you never dream of owning your own home if you only make $50,000.
You can't. It's impossible.
And so who's to blame? Who's to blame is that his government is thinking more of this one industry rather than him. And the fact is,
we need to
make sure that our high-skilled people get good pay so our kids won't think they have to become lawyers or go into crime, where they can earn a good living actually doing things like computer work.
Congressman, I live in South Central L.A. I've been there my whole life. I'm 56 years old. I have seen what has happened to the inner city with the influx of illegal immigration. And I get the emails from people that tell me about the H-1B workers and the L-1s and all these other things. We are being assaulted by people from outside this country. Now, do I blame the whole world for wanting to come here? No, I don't. But what I do blame is people that come here illegally and people who take advantage of us, like the employers who facilitate those people, give away our jobs, give them our entry-level jobs, hire these people illegally. It angers me very much. But
they're not even entry-level jobs anymore.
It's everything.
They're giving away
from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, from the bottom to the top, our people are having their wages depressed by an out of control flow of illegals into the country, and also a very controlled flow of other people that we are permitting into our country, specifically to bid down wages, like that computer guy I was telling you about. Listen, there is no job that I don't believe that Americans won't do. They keep
none.
We got to have this what do they call it? A guest worker program in order to do the jobs that Americans won't do. Well, that's a lot of baloney. There's no job that an American won't do if they pay them enough money.
Right. At that wage.
And what I've said is that we want our people to earn more money. But what's happened is this, and if you don't mind if I just go on for a second here.
No, go ahead.
Again, these rich guys, the guys in Congress who are millionaires, haven't done what I had to do. I was a janitor for a year while I'm working my way through school scrubbing toilets. Well, that was 35, 40 years ago. I will tell you something. The janitors today make about the same money that I made 35, 40 years ago when I was a janitor working my way through school. Now, the GNP of our country has almost doubled or tripled since then. How come the janitors aren't making more money? Well, they should be making more money, but we've had all these people coming in undercutting that job, and thus, instead of having an American earning a good job being a janitor with a toilet cleaning machine that cleans 10 times more toilets, what we've done is hire a bunch of people at low-income wages where they live at five or six families to a home, and then you end up with a whole change in our society. And who gets the profit of that? I'll tell you who gets it. The guys who own the companies who now get to hire the cheap janitors, and then we, the middle class, pay for their health care,
right,
pay for the education of their children at the expense of our children.
And Dana, he never passes that savings in labor on to those people whose buildings he cleans. The contractor does not do that. That money goes in his pocket, just like the building contractor, just like the guy that runs the car wash.
Yeah.
Everybody does the same. But I want to mention this. I saw you on TV. I believe it was Fox News last week, or it might have been the week before. That's why I told my producer, I said, you got to get the congressman on. I saw you make two statements that I just thought were just outrageously beautiful. You told them, number one, I will vote for no bill that comes back to the House that mentions a guest worker amnesty. Did you say that?
I sure did.
And you also said, if they're worried about getting people to pick these fruits and vegetables, that you would get the convicts out there to pick it. I love it.
That's
too much common sense for any one person to say. But I thought the same thing many times. You and I have like mine. If we're having a hard time getting people to pick it, take these lazy convicts out there and put them to work in the sun, and maybe they'll get healthy and get to be better people by the time they're released.
Well, that's number one. They'll get healthier by being out there picking fruit rather than exercising in the gym or whatever. But the point is this. We can have the growers paying them the going wage for these prisoners, and then the prisoners can, number one, pay for their own incarceration. Number two, they can give some restitution to the victim. If some guy has raped some woman or has robbed some store, that they can pay back the price a little bit. And not only that, on top of it, maybe a third of the money could be put in a little bit of a savings account, so when the prisoner leaves after 5 or 6 years in prison, they don't just get $50 and say, you know, don't come back, because they always end up coming back because they don't have any resources. Maybe they'll have a savings account with $5,000-$10,000 in it.
That's a thought. That is a thought. That's good stuff. Congressman, what do you think it's going to look like? You know, we keep hearing that the Senate's going to put this guest worker stuff in the bill. Well, how do the House members look? Now, I've testified in the House twice, and I have come face to face with Mr. Flake and Mr. Berman.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to, you know, I know Mr. King personally. I also know Mr. Hostetler. These are good folks. And I've also met Mr. Conyers and Jackson Lee and a few others. These are my words, not to be confused with yours. But I don't understand the way they think. How do you think they're going to deal with this H.R. 44 when it gets stretched out by the Senate and gets changed a little bit? Do you think that most of the House members are going to stand up and do the right thing?
Well, in the long term, I'm very optimistic that we will succeed, because the American people are finally understanding that they have got to be outraged and do something about these.
And they are pissed.
And they are.
They really are.
And they have to, and that's what in the long run, meaning in the next presidential election, is going to shift the whole paradigm to our side of the issue, and we're going to get something done. It takes that in a democratic society like ours. But in the short run, in terms of what you're asking me about today, I'm not optimistic that we're going to get. We passed a decent bill. It didn't do half as much as it should have, but at least it's going the right direction.
It is a very good start, Congressman.
It was a good start.
A very good start.
And you know, the passed through the House, and my guess is in the Senate they'll do something to it, or they'll water it down, or what they'll try to do is add this guest workers program, and in the House what will happen is this is the way it breaks down. About half of the members of the Republican Party in the House vote the right way on this issue and understand that on nationalistic and patriotic terms, that's what they do. So they vote the right way, and half of the members, the Republicans, the members of the House, vote the wrong way because they're so tied into business that they can't understand. And I don't mean all business. I mean just the management and the owners of business, not the working people of business. And they're going to end up doing the bidding of these corporate interest groups in order to keep wages down. And they will do that. And they will, so half of the Republicans vote wrong, half the Republicans vote right, but almost none of the Democrats vote right. I can't name you one or two, I just don't even know of any, that vote right on this illegal immigration issue. So my guess is that that those pro-corporate Republicans will join with the Democrats and put a guest worker program in place and water down our attack on what we did get through on illegal immigration. We'll have to fight another day, but the presidential election this coming up will just change the whole paradigm.
Well, I'm glad to have you with your honesty here to tell us about. You know, I'm very hard on the Republican Party. And if ever you listen to the show and you hear me beating the hell out of the Republicans, it's not personal. I do that because I believe the Republican Party is the party that's going to have to save this country. But I want them to be stronger. I want them to not be that half that you talked about who are tied into the big business. I want the Republicans to be the party they once were, strong and about principles and about being conservative. That's what I think is important. I'm one of those few black conservative guys in the country, Congressman, and I believe that conservatism is what's going to fix this country, not giving it away and just giving everything to anybody who wants it and letting anybody that wants to come here come. That's not the way to make this the America we once had. And I've got grandkids now, and I don't want to leave this to them the way it is. I want to fix it a little bit if I can while I'm here.
You know, we Republicans are the party of patriotism and free enterprise, and unfortunately, there are a bunch of Republicans who don't understand that patriotism means that you are for the American people. It's not the American establishment that you're for. You're for your fellow Americans. We're all every race, every creed, every religion. You know, that's what this flag is all about. It's liberty and justice for all. And unless we say that there's something, you know, you are an American and you are part of our family and we care about you, that's what patriotism means. We don't mean that. If we include anybody in the world who can get over here illegally, that they deserve the same rights as our
Americans. The American dream is for Americans.
Their claim that patriotism means nothing if you are including everybody in the world who comes here illegally, that they get the same treatment as the rest of the American people. Why should the American people be loyal to us unless we're loyal to them? And I do believe the Republican Party is the party of patriotism, and we've got to understand that that includes all of our people. And we're the party of free enterprise. That means free enterprise, you know, for labor as well as for management. And so if it means that people have to be paid higher wages to do jobs that are lowly jobs, well, that's the way it should be.
And that's right. And we wouldn't have a problem with that adjustment if there wasn't this outside influence of people coming from other countries and offsetting the American system that has worked for so many years.
It's a design to people coming from outside.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have attracted them here, and the establishment knows darn well the people running our big corporations and running even the small corporations, they know darn well the policies that they've had over the years of giving government benefits to illegals, making sure that there's no way of check for employers to really check to see if someone's an illegal or not. We could have solved that a long
time ago. It's all by design, Congressman.
It's all by design.
Dana, I got to go. We're coming up on a hard break. I really want to thank you for taking your Sunday evening with us. We really appreciate it. We're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to see you in Washington maybe next month when we're there.
All right. Well, you just keep spreading the word.
We will do it.
We're all Americans, and we're going to protect our liberty.
We're going to do it.
Everybody here.
Here's one of the good guys, folks, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. We've got a few, and he's one of them, and we appreciate him. Congressman, thanks for coming on with us.
All right. God bless.
Take care. Good guy, folks. I love it. Every once in a while, you run across one that you can kind of count on. There's some who are a little better than others. But we've got some that just suck totally, and you know who they are. I wasn't going to ask the congressman for any names. To name names or give us a list, I wasn't going to put him on the spot with that. But it's both Democrats and Republicans. But like he said, the Republicans usually vote in the right direction, about half. The Democrats, zero. So you make up your mind what party you want to belong to and how you want to vote. That's up to you. I never tell anybody. Here's a guy that's a Democrat. He's the head of the Democratic Party in the state of California, was once the Speaker of the California Assembly. Tell me who's the racist.
Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California. Understand that.
And people say to me on the Senate floor when I was in the Senate, why are you fighting so hard for affirmative action programs?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Best price. I'm Ray Mines, News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Lauren Robinson was the second man in charge of a broadcasting company. He made great money and had a lot of prestige, but he had to travel a lot, which took him away from his family, and he was really tired of kissing up to his egomaniac boss. In just a moment, I'll tell you how he got his life back and is still in the top 1% of income earners in America. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home Business System. For several years, Lauren has been working the Three-Step Plan. He works half as many hours, has more time with his family, and his big-headed boss is a thing of the past. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. Lauren decided to build his own business instead of someone else's. He decides when and where he works, answers only to himself and God, and makes more money in a month than most people make in a year. If you want more out of life than just a title, go to 3stepplan.com or call.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Go to stopthefTAA.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stopthefTAA.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. You know, my producer just came in and made a really good point. He said that Eric Menendez is working in prison right now. He's making 12 cents an hour. Boy, that wage would really undercut an illegal alien. He wouldn't stand a chance. 12 cents an hour? And take a guy. Guy's got to do 10 years, okay? You put him out there in the fields after he's done 8. You don't want to put him out there right away. He's a flight risk. But a guy that's got 8 years done on a 10-year stretch, he's not going to run away. He's out in the sunshine. He's building up his muscles. He's getting ready to go back to society. He gets to look at a girl every once in a while that drives by, you know? He gets to see some scenery, maybe eat a piece of the fruit. I mean, this is a good deal. Why wouldn't we do this? And we pay him. We won't pay him 12 cents an hour. We don't want to be slave drivers. We'll pay him 13 cents an hour, or maybe 20 cents an hour. We'll give him a little steak, so when he gets out of jail, he's got a little money in his pocket, you know, and a piece of it goes back to the state. What's wrong with that? Huh? Well, that'll stop an illegal alien in his tracks. All right, we're going to get to the phones, folks, but first let us have a message from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose, at the Capital Gold Group. That's safestgold.com. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, you know, it's very intriguing listening to your show, by the way. You have such a, you know, excellent people coming on and really commenting on the way not just our economy is, but the borders right now. There's so much chaos out there. And when you look at chaos and how it's tied into managing your money, people are realizing that gold is a safe haven right now from absolutely everything out there.
Always, always has been.
Absolutely, always has been. And in fact, it's the only asset that's kept pace with inflation for the past 200 years. And you know, gold's been in the news. We've seen it's been rising. That's just the peak of the iceberg. It's really going to go through the roof right now. And I'm recommending to all your listeners, this is the time to purchase gold and protect yourself. And if they want to know more, they can receive our 2006 investment guide. It's free. It's on us. It's a $20 value. And they can get that just by calling 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594, and it will show them, Terry, how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices and which gold coins will give them a better return in the future. 1-800-510-9594, but they must call now.
Folks, you're listening across the country, and we're on all across the country, Jonathan. Are you folks listening across the country? That 1-800 number is good. That's 800-510-9594. You can give Jonathan a call from anywhere in the United States, and he will tell you how to get started with this. It is a good thing, not only for you, but for your family, because it's something that will never go sour. It can't. It never has, and it never will, and is the only hedge that you can have against inflation. Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming on, folks. I will give that number out again at the end of the show. It's 1-800-510-9594, or you can go to the website safeasgold.com. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thanks, Terry. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, let us get right to the phones. We have a full board, as usual. No brag, just fact. Let's go to Don, calling from Burbank, California. Don, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Don. Hi, Terry. Sorry.
It's okay.
I just have an announcement for your listeners. Tonight I'm from SaveOurState.org, and we want to do our part in the movement here. So what we're doing is we're trying to bring pressure on the city of Burbank and Home Depot there. And we have a protest coming up this weekend at 8 a.m., 1125 South Flower, in front of the Home Depot, the brand-new day labor center there that's been in the news. We've been doing interview after interview. We feel we can bring pressure on the city of Burbank and get them to implement policies like Costa Mesa is doing. We can get them to be the second domino in the chain and hopefully work against sanctuary city policies across the nation and help set a precedent here. So we want to invite everyone to come join us this weekend out at the Home Depot in Burbank that just opened. The media is basically camped out in the parking lot. If you have any questions, you can go to SaveOurState.org, and the What's on Tap section has the announcement, the details regarding the protest coming up this Saturday. I want to give a rallying cry to all the residents of Burbank to rise up against this. I know you guys are in opposition because I was at the city council meeting last week and about 25 people stood up to voice their opposition. And the mayor needs to go. He's the most horriblest clown over there in Burbank for sure. So
you know,
thank you for all you're doing, Terry.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Don. He sucks. We were going to do the horriblest clown tonight with him, but
sure.
This guy's name is Jeff Vanderbort, folks. He is horrible. He's the mayor of Burbank, and he welcomes this slave camp that they're setting up out here, and they're calling it a hiring site. If you want to call this guy, I don't see why anybody wouldn't. I'm going to give out his phone number. This is the mayor of Burbank. Call him and tell him what you think. And you don't have to live in Burbank. You don't have to live in California. Just call him up and, you know, tell him what's on your mind. The number is 818-238-5750. That's 818-238-5750, extension 8. Call him up and let him know what you think about him, this idiot mayor, one of the people that we fight against every week who come up against us and want to give all of this to illegal aliens. If that was you and I, Don, American people, and we wanted to make a hiring site for us, you could laugh right off the corner. They wouldn't give us nothing.
And this racist
Home Depot that this woman Catherine Gallagher, who told me once that I asked her why was Home Depot reaching out to hire more Hispanics. You know what she told me? Well, we're just trying to reflect our customers. That's who's coming into the country now. I said, when did you reach out to black folks or Asian people? Or when did you reach out to the Jews or to the Arabs? You didn't. You're only reaching out and hispandering to Hispanics. And that's what angers me the most. That's racist. Home Depot has racist hiring policies, and I will stand by that. Don, I want to thank you. I hope everybody shows up. When exactly is that again?
8 a.m. this Saturday, January 21st, 1125 South Flower, in front of the brand new Home Crepo. Let's get out there and assault the black gate of Mordor, as we say. And Home Depot is in bed with Malduff and LaRaza, and they want the whole thing working for them, one-stop shop, the day laborers. They want this all there.
All right, Don. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to David calling from the city of Anaheim, California. David, what do you hear? What do you say?
God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Good to hear you and talk with you and your audience. I have a few things to say. About the problem and what can be done about the illegal aliens. And it really, I'm going to give you a tool, folks, that you personally can use in your community and organize your neighbors and your friends with. And it's very powerful. But first of all, I'd like to establish my foundation here with a scripture. God establishes the nations. Folks, God established our country. Number two, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalms 9:17. Okay? Now, there's a federal tool, folks, that you can use, and it's called Non-Connected Political Action Committee, wherein you can call the 1-800 info line and get the Federal Elections Commission number and call and have them mail to you, folks, the pamphlets on Non-Connected Political Action Committee and get the CRF, that's a Code of Federal Regulations, and you can start your own independent political action committee separate from the Republican Party and raise your own money and put out your own independent expenditure ads and say anything you want about the illegal alien invasion where it stems from. And you can do your own ads on radio, mass mailing, and by computer telephone messaging, because political action committees are exempt from the no-call line, okay? And what you do is you call the Federal Elections Commission, get the toll-free number, and ask for the Non-Connected Political Action Committee pamphlets. And so you guys can raise your own money, and you also can do ads in support of any candidate or ads for the defeat of any candidate.
All right, David, we got to go. I got a full board here. Okay. I appreciate the information.
God bless.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Michelle calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Michelle, good evening.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing? This is Michelle, who has just started a new group called Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. I just love the title. This is fabulous stuff. Michelle, tell us about your group.
Well, I'm a former U.S. Air Force veteran. Well, I'm not former. I'm a veteran. And I'm the founder of MIA, which is Mothers Against Illegal Aliens, and it's based out of here in Phoenix. I just want to put out the website real quick. It's mothersagainstillegalaliens.org, and your audience can go and check out our mission statement. But our mission is to bring awareness and educate the legal American mothers and families whose children are the silent victims of this invasion of illegal aliens into the United States. While we, the legal citizens of America, watch this political game being played, we see firsthand the destruction that it continues to cause, and we lose sight of the fact that the pieces, if you will, on the board are the faces of our legal children, the legal children of this nation, and they are the innocent victims of this illegal immigration war. And in all the battles fought thus far, we've all forgotten them, including our congressmen, our representatives, and our president. And to their detriment and to our failing, but no more, because now MIA is here, mothersagainstillegalaliens.org.
Why mothers? Why mothers, Michelle?
Well, I was just going to let you know. If you look at the acronym for Mothers Against Illegal Aliens, it's MIA. And MIA means mine in Italian. And you look at the mothers of America, and we're going to protect our children, my children. And if you look at our logo, in the back of our logo is the United States flag. And as a former Air Force veteran, I love my country, and it's my country. And every American, it's your country, too. And we all need to step up as Americans and speak. We speak as one. It's our country. Remember one thing. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. It's not we, the business owners and corporations.
That's right.
And I pose to all Americans and all mothers to please come to my website. Again, it's mothersagainstillegalaliens.org. And please read my mission statement. And I have forums there where you can go in and post how you feel about sanctuary cities or about any topic that you'd like, or we can form topics if you'd like. But
it has been my experience, Michelle, that a mother will protect her children, will step in front of a grizzly bear or a great white shark to protect her child.
You are right, and you know what? Maybe it's the mothers of America that need to stand up and fight like tigers for our nation, because our president, our attorney general, our congressmen and representatives, the ones that don't have a spine to stand up, are not doing it. So it takes now the mothers to step up, because their children's lives, their children's futures, their children's future jobs when they turn 21 and 18 from now will not be there. The promises that we all had as children to live in a nation free, not the nation of freeloaders. What nation are we giving to our children? So mothers of America need to unite in solidarity and come together. And please, everyone, fathers, mothers, anyone who's listening, please come read the mission statement. Mothers Against Illegal Aliens is not going away. We're here to stay, and we're here to fix what's wrong.
Are you folks there?
We're not going to let. Excuse me?
Are you folks there in Phoenix listening on KFNX? We're live on right now in the city of Phoenix, Arizona. You have been very good to the show, and you folks have been very good to this movement. But now here's somebody right in your town that you can get involved with, somebody who's got another group that's getting going, and I'm sure Michelle can use your help. Michelle, tell them how they can help you if necessary.
Well, actually, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens is a grassroots organization, and we rely solely on the generous donations of everyone who's out there. And we're continuing to fight for the future, as I said. But in order to do that, obviously, we all know everything takes money. And I would really love to have everybody to be as generous as they can at this time, because this is a critical time, especially getting things moving right now. And we're going full force. I mean, the train has left the station, and I just say to everybody, hold on tight, buckle up, because there's going to be a long, fast ride ahead, because we're not stopping.
All right.
I'd just love to have the generosity of everybody if they can.
All right.
We also have a MIA store, Mothers Against Illegal Aliens.
Yeah, I saw that on your web. I saw it on your website.
Yeah, we do. Actually, another thing I want to bring up here.
Got about 30 seconds, Michelle.
Okay. We've actually have a nationwide boycott on Home Depot. It started. We've sent out our press releases. The Good. National Council of the Race, obviously, is part of the four Hispanic groups that Home Depot has now joined partnerships with, and we're going to be standing on the corner as well, protesting this Saturday on the corner of 36th Street and Thomas here in Phoenix. And MIA, in conjunction with Citizens and the Minutemen, are going to be standing there from 8 until 11 o'clock this coming Saturday.
All right, Michelle, thank you so much for that. We're going to stay in touch and see how it's going with you. You take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, let's go to Steve calling from Manhattan. Steve, what do you say? Not much time.
All right, Terry, the great news is that the movement to stop illegal immigration cold and deport all invaders is now bigger than any one individual. Folks, the president of the Republican National Committee, Ken Mellman, is worried that the new face of the Republican Party will be Congressman Tom Tancredo. Well, you know what? Stop sending money to the Republican Party. Instead, on the letterhead, write President Tancredo, because New York City, like the rest of the country, is becoming a third-world boarding house. And I'm telling you, they're not only coming over on that Mexican border. They're coming from the Canadian border, and they're coming into
our
airports every day.
And Steve,
Jesus.
Steve, I tell people all the time, you don't have to stop being a Republican, but stop sending the party money. Find a candidate that you like, somebody that speaks our language, which is patriot, and send them the money. You can still support your party by doing that, but do not send it to the party, because the party's going to do it, going to give the money to clowns.
Well, I'll tell you what, the average American is on our side on this issue.
Absolutely.
The immigration issue, and the people who aren't, we're going to drag them over the goal line. In New York City, I mean, I can drive around, and all day long, all I see are North Carolina license plates on cars.
I wonder why.
These are illegal aliens who get those plates down in North Carolina,
right,
and they're able to come up to New York City. Let me tell you, people out there, this is a national security risk.
It is.
Any invader can come in our country and get a driver's license. That's an ID where you can go practically anywhere. In our airports, they come in legally with visas, tourist visas.
And overstay,
they
become illegal aliens.
Visas, folks. We have to do something about it. But you know what? We have a great congressman in Tom Tancredo,
yes,
Colorado,
do.
Who's just – this is just the beginning.
And, Steve, you just heard another one on it tonight, Dana Rohrabacher, congressman here from California. He's a good guy. There are others, and that number is growing. And you know why they're growing, Steve? Because of the pressure from us out here. Even those who don't want to touch the issue are touching it now because of the pressure. You've got to keep that heat on them. Keep the money from them. Keep the votes from them and keep that heat on them, and then maybe we'll get something done. I got to go, Steve. I want to try to get to everybody. Thanks for calling. Thanks for staying up in New York, buddy.
Drag him over the goal line.
All right. Take care. I love your spirit. Let's go to Russ, calling from Tucson, Arizona. Russ, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry Anderson, God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you, if Michelle's just her talk right there isn't a call to the men of this nation to stand up, and it has to
thank
be
you.
To the mothers.
Thank you. Michelle,
we are in sad shape, sir.
Michelle is embarrassing these men.
Oh,
she's Michelle just embarrassed the men of the country and said, when are you going to stand up? Us mothers are standing up. Now, most of the men, you know, most of the I agree. I agree.
Hey, Terry, you know, we got this no mas mortes, no more deaths campaign down here to say humanitarian aid is not a crime. And what they're trying to do is move through the judiciary, through the judges, the right to transport illegal aliens. And I just wanted to let your listeners know that Magistrate Velasco said rendering aid in the desert with few resources is different than transporting illegal immigrants to a metropolitan area and releasing them. The issue, therefore, is whether the illegal alien treated at Southside Presbyterian Church and thereafter allowed to melt into Tucson, Arizona, have been assisted in furtherance of their illegal entry.
That's aiding,
the answer is yes.
That's aiding and abetting.
They are going to court.
Absolutely.
Or at least the recommendation to the judges to go to court. And
good.
I think that's just, if we stand up, they will respond to us. It is America, of the people, by the people, for the people. God bless you, Terry Anderson.
Thank you, Russ. Thanks for the call, buddy. Keep it going.
You too.
Let's go to Steve, calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, from the People's Republic of Austin.
Crazy Steve. What's up, buddy?
Oh, boy, if people in Texas would only know how bad things were here in Austin, you know, this is where the heart of Texas is starting to rot out. You know, this city aids and abets and encourages illegal aliens like you would not believe.
Oh, I'd believe it. I live in California. I'd believe it.
Well, now they've gone and passed a dirty little resolution against the Minutemen. And, you know, it's got all this whereas, you know, multicultural enrichment and diversity and whereas we're going to be taking the law. The Minutemen want to take the law into their own hands and engage in. They're saying there's a real threat that these Minuteman groups may engage in discriminatory actions.
Is that right?
Racial profiling as well as the potential for the use of force or the threat of force.
Against them, usually. It's usually against the Minutemen.
Yeah.
All your threats. But you know what, Steve? Texas is always, no, nothing personal. Texas has always been a little behind the rest of the country. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But this is what the city council says. Resolved, the city council is opposed to the activities of the Minutemen and groups like the Minutemen. Be it further resolved, the Austin City Council directs the city manager to report to city council any identified activity within the city of Austin associated.
They can write all they want, Steve. They can make anything they want. They can't stop it. It is the American right to assemble, to protest, and do whatever they want. So to the Austin City Council, I say, you know why? Because they are some of the most, they are to the left of San Francisco in the city of Austin, and they suck. And that's the truth. Steve, I got to go. Thanks for the call. Oh, buddy, take care of yourself down there in Austin.
You do the same.
All right, let's go to Francisco, calling from Rosemont, California. Francisco, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Good evening to you and all your listeners. Hey, I'm trying to organize a protest against George Bush because of his lack of enforcement of immigration law. It's just too much what he's done against his own American people.
Isn't it the truth?
Ain't it the truth? And I'm trying to get everybody to go out there on May 6, 2006. That's this year. It'll be a Saturday. And I have the help of the Texas Minutemen leader. His name is Shannon McGauley, and the backing of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, Lupe Moreno. Really, I want to see everybody that can go out there. Let this clown know that we do not appreciate his act. So anyways, Terry, that's about it. If anybody's interested, log on to areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. Thank you for the time, Terry.
We can celebrate Seis de Mayo in Texas this year. Wouldn't that be great?
Absolutely.
Good stuff, Francisco. We're gonna start pushing this event and see what happens. If anybody wants to come, get in touch with friends. What was that address again?
That's areconing.com, areconing.com.
All right. Francisco, thanks for that, buddy. We appreciate it, and we appreciate everything else you are doing for this country. Take
care.
All right. Let's go to Gene calling from Valley Village. Gene, not much time. Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Anderson. About 4 years ago, I got into it with some illegal aliens in my building. They threw some pink stuff up on my windows, and I went to the police department to put in a complaint. He refused to take it. And the same day I went to the police officer, I found a paperwork, fraudulent paperwork under my name in several agencies. I've been trying to get help for 4 years, and I can't get anybody to touch it. I believe subsequently there has been more fraudulent paperwork put in, but I don't know about that. I have copies of the paperwork that I did find, okay? I've been trying to get help with this paperwork and somebody to investigate it and perhaps an attorney. This is 4 years I am trying.
That's unbelievable. And Gene, I don't know who to tell you to go to. I really don't. I don't know who to tell you. But, you know, it's one of those things. You just got to stay with it and keep trying. Maybe you can find, if anybody that knows an attorney, you let us know that we'll handle this and we'll get the word to Gene.
Excuse me. If the people that are fighting illegal immigration can't give me support or give me some sort of help or help me with
agree.
An investigator, hello?
Gene, I've got somebody that may have some help for you. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
And they will be here to talk. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, ma'am. You know, speaking of somebody doing something, unless that call is for Mel, let Mel talk to the lady. Speaking of people doing things to people in apartments, I remember a lady called me some time ago and told me a story. She was the last black person who lived in an apartment building, and they would park in her handicapped parking spot and do everything else to make her life miserable, steal her mail. And one time, her mailbox was in the door of her apartment building, and one day she saw something strange going on with her mailbox. And she looked down, and there was some liquid coming through her mailbox. What it was, this illegal alien that lived in there, a young guy, 16 years old, was urinating through her mailbox. This is a true story. And, you know, she looked down and saw it, and she kind of got closer and saw what was going on, and she basically took her cane and hit it a few times, you know. And I know it's kind of a horrible story to tell on air, but it happened. And she called me, and they really made her life miserable. They made this lady's life miserable and told her, you know, when she went to the 16-year-old's mother and said, you know, your son was peeing in my mailbox. And you know what the woman said? Well, you know, I don't believe he really did that, but don't you think you would be more comfortable living in another building with people of your own race? And this woman had been in this building for over 30 years when it had been all black and some white people living there. But now all of a sudden she's got to move because she's been overtaken by a race of people who are illegally in the country. That is really sad. And I haven't had any contact with her in some time, and I often wonder what's happened to her. It's a sad story. It really is. But it's happening everywhere, folks. And the more it happens, the more people will get involved. You heard Dana Rohrabacher. He likes the passion. He likes the people to be angry, and he's right. He's got his finger on the pulse of America. He gets the contacts from American people the same way I do. I get the emails. I get the letters. And I'm going to tell you something. People are angrier now than they have ever been, and that's a good thing. A good constructive anger. We're not going to go out here and break windows or do anything else, but what we're going to do, we're going to get this thing fixed, and we're going to do it through electing the right people and unelecting the right people and with holding our money. That is very, very important. Don't give it to the party. Give it to the person you like. I want to remind you to give our good friend Jonathan Rose a call at 1-800-510-9594. That's the Capital Gold Group. You can go to the website, safestgold.com. Don't forget this week with the swings, folks. Two good ones. Take a little sip and Andrea, I'm all better now, Yates. Good stuff, folks. And don't forget our good buddy, Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. Go down there, get your oil change, buy a car, participate in something he's doing because he is there for America. He's taking a lot of heat, and he's a good guy. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for doing the show tonight, and Les Blinkhorn for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. Please, please, please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California. I will be on with Mark Edwards It's Wednesday night in Las Vegas on K-Don. And our calendar's in. Anybody wants a calendar, send us something in the mail with your name on it or maybe a donation. We'll send you one out. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.